what's Christmas like in the Chas household? Do you have Christmas at yours?
Yeah, most definitely. Yes, so it's a proper Christmas. All the family around, all the kids and the grandkids, and there's plenty of instruments around, and they all play. So it's going to be a proper musical Christmas.
What music can we expect to hear coming over the hills from Aston then? What would you, bongos or what
there's some drums, yeah. We've got a washboard, we've got a piano, washboard. We've got a banner, got a banjo, yeah. So it's all there. And got a new recruit, a little grandson. He's 3 and a half, and he's well into music, so...
He gets my Fisher Price first washboard only in Chas and Dave's house would that happen. I'm quite surprised. Have you never done a Christmas album?
We've done not actually of Christmas songs, but we've done like a Christmas knees up album, like full of party songs.
Yeah,
from old songs that I learnt off my mum and Uncle Alf, and sort of like crammed them all in. And done them as a big long medley, so yeah, we've done that before.
But you've never written a Christmas song?
Actually, no, I have. I've written one, and I wrote it too late to come out this Christmas. So, but it might be out next Christmas.
Really?
But this is not a Christmas song, but it's something that Christmas and this does go together. It's all about a hangover, getting drunk and a hangover. Have you ever laid in bed with a banging in your head that you just can't bear? You can't stop that ceiling going round up there. So you stumble to the sink cause you're dying for a drink and bang your leg on a chair. You wanna make a cup of tea but the teapot can't be found. So you stumble back to bed with a banging in your head and you can't lay down. You wish they never brought that old man's side around. Oh, your eyes are ringing out and the pattern moves about on that eider down. Oh, the comb is on the floor but the skirt pulls up in the air. And you say it's got to stop and never touch another drop. And you think I don't think I'll ever have another dream. Then you wake up in the morning and you wish you never gone to the pub last night. Alarm clock's clanging and your head's still banging with all its might. Then your mate come and knocks you out through the letterbox. Oi, coming out for a pint. So you stumble out of bed before you know it, you've done it again. Have you ever laid in bed and went for banging in your head?
Oh, Merry Chasmus.
Hang on.